Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai City Council has fallen victim once again to a Zoom bombing incident at its Wednesday night meeting. During the public comment period of the City Council meeting, an individual by the pseudonym of Jim Conley referred to a previous presentation about Project Homeless Connect statistics that were shown during scheduled public comments.
She had a statistic that 15% of the cause of homelessness is lack of employment, and I'd just like to reiterate that it's a really good reason why we shouldn't let any illegal aliens in to steal jobs and be a burden on the community.
Following his remark, a Zoom individual who used a fake racial slur name and claimed to agree with the previous speaker then started to share his opinion while using vulgar language.
I agree with that last caller about, you know, letting all these, you know, be to our country.
Mayor Brian Gabriel asked the speaker to please refrain from using racial slurs. The individual, however, felt that it was unfair to him and proceeded to question his authority. The caller then proceeded to use an explicit word 18 more times before he was cut off from the Zoom call. A few more negative comments toward Jews were made by a previous caller before Zoom was shut off. Then Mayor Gabriel called for a 10-minute brief to decompress from the situation. Since the incident, Kenai City Councilmember Alex Doffitt has been interested in further assessing the situation in an attempt to resolve the issue. Doffitt says that Councilmember Phil Daniel has some experience in IT technology and may be able to help with the situation.
He's going to try to meet up with the clerk and maybe the city's IT department head guy there, and they're going to try to come up with some ideas to strengthen it and make sure all the settings are correct and make sure everything's been utilized for security measures on that. So that's kind of his deal there. He's going to look into it. That's his specialty. Unfortunately, he wasn't there last night, but once he gets back in, he's going to start working on that and just make sure all the security protocols that we have are set up and see if there's ways to help secure it better.
For more information about the Zoom bombing incident, visit this story at Radio Kenai. The next Kenai City Council meeting is set for Wednesday, February 21st at 6 p.m., where the matter is expected to be discussed further. Alaska has joined a $1.9 million multi-state security settlement against a platform known as Crypto. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The State of Alaska Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Division of Banking and Securities announced on Wednesday that Alaska has entered into a $1.5 million multi-state settlement agreement with TradeStation Crypto, Inc. This settlement is part of a larger $3 million joint settlement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission and the North American Securities Administrators Association over TradeStation's unregistered cryptocurrency interest-earning program. The settlement resolves allegations that TradeStation violated state and federal securities laws by offering and selling securities without proper registration or disclosure to investors. Out of the joint $3 million settlement, the $1.5 million multi-state settlement is the result of a NASAA task force, which was comprised of 8 state securities regulators from across the U.S. and coordinated under the NASAA Enforcement Section Committee. The task force determined that during the offering period, TradeStation engaged in the unregistered offer and sale of securities via its crypto interest-earning program. From August 1st, 2020 through June 30th of 2022, TradeStation offered a crypto interest earning program to 29 Alaska investors and 39 accounts for a total of $31,037.82. The company was not registered to sell securities in Alaska and therefore in violation of Alaska's statutes. TradeStation has since repaid investors, including interest and earnings. The division urges investors to exercise caution when dealing with crypto-related businesses. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.